Never mind.
Why, hi, coming at you from Athens, Alabama. I have not done an Anchor podcast in quite a while. Listen, man, I am definitely up in the hustle in this social media game, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. Why, Ty, ain't high, or why ain't I ain't high, are the tags that it is, I guess, going to be known as. Anyways, I'm doing a sales event in Athens, Alabama at the Walmart parking lot. And I've been focusing more on story mode, showing pieces of content of my daily life in a real fashion. Even on live video, something I've always been a little discouraged to do, because even though I live by the philosophy that one is greater than zero, the reality is it's discouraging when you start a live video. You have, like on this account, 500 followers, for example, and you get lucky when you see one or two people in there. I'm a firm believer in everything that Gary Vaynerchuk teaches with social media, because he's tried it, he's experimented, and it's tried and true. And I even preach it because I know it's true. You can know something. That's why you have coaches. Coaches don't necessarily have to have the experience of playing. They have to have the experience of knowing through trials and tributes of others that have taught them. And then they direct the people that are underneath them in the way that it should be done. That doesn't mean they were able to do it themselves. They may not have been disciplined enough to do that. However, they know what needs to be done. And if they have the charisma and the ability to transfer that message to a group of people and get them in line to do what they know needs to be done, then it doesn't really matter if the experience was, you know, actual by those people or if it's just through what they know. I don't know if that makes sense. I was a little off kilter. However, we're doing a sales event in Athens, Alabama at the Walmart parking lot. And life's good, man. I've started doing all this with social media again after my motivational sage got shut down. I took about a 6-month break because, again, the word discouraged comes in play. I was discouraged to start a new account because the reality is one is greater than zero. However, one is discouraging when you look at it. In the scheme of, oh, you want your message to get seen. You want your message to be known, even if it's something that might be contrary to most beliefs. It's you. And that's what I'm trying to do. So what I'm doing now is I'm going to talk as if I have an audience of 1 million, knowing that I have an audience of 500. And I'm going to see if what I preach is reality. Anyways, so we walk into work today. Hey, no shame here, man. We were an hour and a half late. I'd like to say that we didn't get a wake-up call, but my cousin remembers the call coming in from a, you know, I guess a dream state or whatever. I don't, but regardless, the point is we're grown men and we didn't wake up on time. We had to have an employee come knock on our door, but we get to work and we're the hardest working people we can possibly be. I'm not saying we're the hardest workers there. I mean, that's up for, you know, perspective say, right? But we get in by 1 o'clock, we sell the car, we make $1,000, and we go on to the next customer, and we're trying to make another 1,000. We didn't get 2 today, we got 1, but again, it goes right back to this, I guess what we're going to call this podcast, 1 is greater than 0. And we'll go in tomorrow and we'll do the same thing, you know, we'll shoot for 2, but we'll get 1 for sure. Because if you shoot for the stars, you will at least hit the clouds. That is for sure. Anyways, I just wanted to rant a little bit. I met some awesome people today. I met a gentleman who was a preacher for 18 years. He's being garnished now, a whole 9 yards with this guy. It's a long story, but to make that long story short, I respected the hell out of him. I met him yesterday. He was looking at a diesel truck. My cousin and him hit it off. They were both into music. He was a music major. They like gospel blues. And the guy was blunt with me, you know, from the get-go yesterday when I had street clothes on. I wasn't suit and tie like I was today. I had black shirt on that said being normal is weird. I had black jogging pants on, but I was only at work to move cars. I wasn't to sell. However, customers were coming in, so I talked to him. And he wasn't judgmental. He allowed me to be me. He allowed me to try to sell him a car yesterday, or us sell him a car. We weren't able to come to terms. But he told me from the get-go that he thought I was a nice guy, but I talked a little much and blah, 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 and it made his antennas come up. And you know what? I like that, because in life, everything is perspective. And I really, 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 really try to hit on that now, because from the get-go, when I started social media, one thing I said was, you know, at the end of one of my videos, which is probably my second or third favorite quotes that I, you know, came out of my rants, the perspective you look at anything becomes the reality that you act on. And it's so true, because you know what? The guy was a good guy. Again, he was a preacher for like 18 years. He was a God-fearing man. That don't make him a good man. He was a good man just because you could tell he genuinely was a good man. And you've got to remember, I'm not necessarily religious. I'm spiritual. And I understand everybody stands. No matter what the situation is, if I disagree with you, it doesn't mean I think I'm right. It just means that I don't have the same stance on it that you do. However, that doesn't mean I cannot understand why you feel the way you do, because it fits your situation better to see it that way. That's ultimately why anybody sees anything anyway, because it fits them. So we started talking, and today after we decided that he wasn't going to be able to come to terms with what he would have to do to get the vehicle, I told him a little story. I told him a story about my Instagram Live. And if you guys haven't seen it, go to YTI Ain't High and watch the live feed that's about 7 or 8 minutes long. My cousin and I, and it's worth it, 100%. It starts out with us going into a Waffle House, telling them we have no money, asking them if there's anything we can do to earn $2 $1 burgers, explaining our case, just trying to see if the philosophy that I try so hard to live by, and my cousin does too, that all you have to do is ask for what you want and find a way to get whatever it is they need in return to get what you ask for. Long story short, it's an interesting live, and I was telling them about it. It was a social experiment in ways, because I could have called ahead of time, made up a story about the food being messed up, and not only would I have got $2 dollar burgers, I would have got whatever I like, but I didn't do that. Long story short, man, we penetrated the cook. The cook was so cool. You could tell he wanted to do it. Next thing you know, the police show up. They were cool. They let us leave because we were on live. He's seen it. And we authentically were doing nothing wrong. To make a long story short, though, I'm telling him about it. And he's trying to tell me how it's wrong in his eyes because he cares about the feelings of other people. Now, I get why he's saying that. It's because he's a timid man. Not in a negative sense, a timid man, a humble man in the sense that he just does what he has to do to get by, you know, and just like we all do. But to get by means to be able to get to the next stage.
I didn't need to get by because he lived beyond his means. He was well off.
No, he wasn't.
Not rich. I said well off.
I bet you the man didn't make 60 grand combined. But in his eyes, again, it goes back to perspective. The reason he would speak the way he spoke was because to him, it's kind of like Gary Vee says. Gary Vee says, somebody would rather make 88 grand on their term. But yeah, no. But what I'm saying is, right. Right. But he also had egotistical tendencies in the sense that he said that 50 times.
He wasn't timid.
Yes, very timid. He's a very timid businessman who was judgmental. And I didn't mean it bad. He didn't mean it bad that he seen that as a thing that I did that was wrong.
Yeah, I respect
him. And here's the thing. His perspective on it was that doing that put other people in a situation of being uncomfortable. I get it. And I let him know that. And it was one of the best conversations I've had in a long time because you know what? I told him I loved it. I love that he sees it in a different perspective than me. And what I did is I said, sir, can I ask you something? Can we have this debate? I don't like talking politics or religion, but can we have this debate without going back and forth in a way that's not productive? I want it to be a productive talk. I'm going to start by showing you one word. And I got a pen out, and I wrote on the cloth, one word, perspective. And then I explained to him how I seen it. See, what I seen it as is me going live could show somebody who might go into Walmart and steal some food or might go rob someplace to get money to feed their family. Or whatever the case may be, it might inspire those people to go a different route, to see that humanity does exist in the state of caring, in the state of giving, in the state of, you know what, you're real with me, you're getting what you want. Hold up on that, man. I want to try. Anyways, I guess what I'm getting at is the ROI on me having that 45-minute talk with him after I knew I wasn't going to sell him a car was nothing in a monetary sense, or was it? I think it was, but to most people in their eyes, it wouldn't be. It was to me because it kept my energy going, and energy is centrifugal force. Once energy's gone, you can't get it back. You have to recreate it, but once you have it, keep it going and direct it where you want it. Bub, let me try. Anyways, guys, I got on a little bit of a rant. I got some stuff I need to do, but go to the Instagram, watch that video, and start checking out my daggum newsfeed, man. Check out my content. Tell me what you got going on, and if there's something I can do that'll help you, all you got to do is ask. I'm Burger King. Have it your way. Whatever you like.